Hey, Daddy's Day is coming up this weekend. Father's Day. Hey, dads. It's not quite like Mother's Day, but we'll enjoy it anyway, right? We're going to have a good time. Dr. Randy here, along with Jennifer and Steven and Joel, who's overlooking everything as well. And we're going to talk about dads today. Hey, did you know, come on, you know this, fathers, we leave a lasting, big impression on the lives of our kids. And sometimes we don't even know what that means until later in life. And sometimes the kids don't know. And sometimes one child gets a different impression than another. That's just part of it. Today, you're going to learn something maybe you never heard of before. It's the power of understanding your childhood father memories and how they impact you today, what they mean, where they come from, why they're different than maybe your siblings' memories of your dad. We're going to learn some things and hear stories, some really positive stories from all around the country today. As we hear what I'm calling father memories. In fact, let's open the phone line to you. If you have a specific memory, one moment in time, one memory, it'll tell a big story. I'll share with you maybe what it means as you give me a call. Do you have a moment in time of a memory of your dad? A good memory. We're talking, I know there can be, listen, not all stories are good. I get it. But we really like to kind of focus on maybe one of those moments that kind of popped into your head when you were 5 or 6 or 8, you know, one of the earlier childhood memories with your dad. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. We're live in the studio today, and the phone line is open to you. I wrote a book a number of years ago called Father Memories, and it's really a very fascinating book because it's based on some psychological truth, but also just the way God wired us. And here it is. The fact is, when we think about our memories from our childhood, whatever they may be, about dad or whatever, those memories tell us more about who we are today than it did about who we were then. That's why when you get together with your siblings, they seem to have different memories of childhood than you do, different memories of mom, different memories of dad, because we're different people. And so we tend to attach to the memories that we want to recall, or we do recall, sort of a picture of who we are today. If we're struggling, that becomes true in our memories. If we find that our memories are more uplifting, or there's a lot of detail in them, we tend to be detail people, or color and sound, sight and smell, we tend to be creative people. So it's really a fascinating topic. We've written a couple books on this topic. But I thought today with Father's Day, we'd just hear some positive moments in time that you remember dad. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Here's how I opened my book, Father Memories. I said, fathers leave a lasting impression on the lives of their children. Picture with me for a moment, fathers all around the world carving their initials into their family trees, like a carving in the trunk of an oak tree. As time passes, the impressions father make on their children grow deeper and wider. And depending upon how the tree grows, those impressions can either be ones of harmony or ones of distortion. A little later on that page, I said, your father memories reveal how your father contributed to your perception of yourself, others, and to life. Father memories are like videotapes played repeatedly in your conscious and subconscious mind that in turn motivate your words and your actions in the present day today. And so these memories that we're trying to make with our kids. And by the way, you'll hear this today, and I've talked to thousands, literally, of people who've shared childhood memories with me. And they generally aren't about the big things that you spend tons of money on to try to make memories with your kids. You take them to Disneyland or you take them on a big event. They don't tend to say, oh, that was my memory. It's those seemingly insignificant little moments in time in your family with you that they remember, and they sort of reveal who they are today. So we'd love to hear your memories of dad. Give us a memory. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is my number. As we get started today, you can be on the line. We'd love to hear your story, a memory of dad. 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Lance, and my story of intentional living in Christ helps me reflect on my childhood. So my father was very encouraging to me when I was growing up, when I played baseball, when I did my studies for school, when I did my Bible studies for church, even when I performed church responsibilities, whether it was to volunteer to assist the elderly, etc. My father was always there to, you know, encourage me to do a better job, to do well. And I think what helped me most is because since I am sort of a perfectionist, I tend to get down on myself for not doing well enough. And I remember specifically on one occasion playing baseball where I didn't do very well and I was down on myself. And he encouraged me by telling me that sometimes, you know, it doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes I don't perform, but I need to be patient and know that in the long run, I can take more steps forward than I've taken backwards, which was certainly inspiring to me.
Theme song that your dad imprinted in your life, and you remember that moment in time your dad saying that to you, because that's the way you see life today. Hey, stick in there. I can get down on myself. I can beat myself up, but I choose not to do that. I can remember talking to a young man many years ago who had a very different kind of an outcome athletically in relation to his dad. He was a track star, and he would run looking for his dad's approval, and he came off the track one day, and it was the fastest time, he told me, he'd ever run. And as he walked toward his dad threw the training shoes that he was holding onto for his son toward him and said, "You know what? You could have run faster." And, you know, that burned into his life and impacted how he viewed life today. These are stories. These are real life people, real life stories that impact how we view life today. See, and so we'd love to hear your story. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is my number. We're going to go to Jeff in Arizona. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. What's your memory of Dad? What's a memory?
So my memory of my dad is when I was just a little kid, my mom and dad got divorced, and my dad specifically told my mom he didn't want any other man to raise me. He wanted to be the one to raise me, and I'm a better Christian man and father and mother, father and husband to my wife because of what my dad did and said and instilled in me. And I even remember when I was a little kid, we always went to my mom's house and picked up her new kids that she had with my stepdad, and he took them to church. And my brother now always recalls that memory of my dad being the man to pick him up and show him who Jesus was. And I just love that about my dad.
Yeah. So he was a single dad, but he still was there. He was for you.
Absolutely. Every time I needed something, he was there. He wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but he showed me how to be intentional in loving my children and loving my wife the way that she was supposed to be loved. And it even showed my wife how good of a father to expect out of me, because she told me that she remembered we went to visit my mom and my dad showed up because I was in town to visit my mom. He came over to my mom's house and visited with us because I was there.
Amen.
So, I mean, just wow. A really, really good guy.
Fantastic.
You know?
Hey, you know what, Jeff, I'll tell you, your story, I hope, is an encouragement to a single dad listening today. And you're feeling guilty, you're feeling like a third wheel, you're feeling on the outside, you're feeling like, how can I have as much impact in the lives of my kids as I'd like to have when I'm not there all the time? Jeff just told you, you can do it with your words. You do it with the time you spend. You do it by being intentional in those moments with your kids to let them know by your demonstration of your daddiness and care for them, right? And so I hope that's an encouragement. Thank you for sharing that, Jeff. That's really cool. We're talking about memories of Dad today. What's a childhood memory that kind of percolates to the surface you want to share? 888-888-1717. Maria's in Michigan. Hi, Maria.
It's Marla.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marla. Oh,
no, that's okay.
No, it's spelled right, but it's I didn't see it right. So thanks for your call. What's your memory?
You're welcome. Thank you. My memory is I'm from a very large family. I'm the youngest of 10 children, same mom and dad. And my favorite memory of my dad is when he'd come home from a long day's work, sitting on the arm of the couch and combing dad's hair any kind of way I wanted to, putting ponytails in it, putting braids. He'd look like a madman, but I find myself doing it with my grandkids now even. And
what did that feel like when you think of that memory from years and years ago, Marla? How does that feel?
I still get overwhelmed with a lot of love. I really do. I realize how much my parents loved all of us kids. And Dad always seemed to be able to take that special moment with each one of us in his own way and show us how he felt about us.
Yeah.
I was being the littlest one, so it's the best he could do with me, I think, because I was so little. but I still remember those memories sitting up there on the arm of the chair.
See, now here's the deal, Marla. Here's the secret of this whole thing today. When you share a memory like that, Dad cared for you and you cared for him. Time with him was important, being connected with him, probably feeling special. And this reflects who you are today. And my guess is you're the kind of mom or grandma or whatever involvement you have with family that you likewise invest your time and your effort into loving those kids and caring for them. That's something important to you as well, I bet.
Yes, it is. It's very important to me, especially in my grandkids. My kids are all grown now. But yes, I invest as much time as I possibly can with my grandkids.
Yeah,
I do.
Absolutely. You know, this is not rocket science and no mystery here. This is not some magical thing. It's just we're wired in such a way that we tend to remember these little moments in time from our childhood that reflect how we view life today. I've written a couple books on this, Childhood Memories and Father Memories and other things, because it's such a powerful thing to realize that God wired us in such a way of the millions of things that happen to us. We tend to kind of pick those things which reinforce how we view life today. So if your memories from your childhood today tend to be filled with a lot of hurt, maybe you're wrestling with some emotions in your life today. Maybe you're wrestling with hurt in your life today. And what's interesting, you'll all know that if you have siblings, they may not see the same kind of memories as you do. They see it differently because they view life differently. So these memories today are precious because they remind us that not only are these good memories from our childhood, but reminders of who we are today in our relationships. All right. We'll be back. You can join us. Memory of Dad. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. Back in a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theIntentionalLife.com.
And boy, we thank you, Kurt. We really appreciate your support and our friends who are stepping up to help us with that. That's a help. I've just been real transparent and letting you know exactly where we are as a ministry. We don't borrow money to operate. As support comes in, we're listener supported. It just goes back out to keep us going. And I was talking to Mac in our business department. I said, "Okay, Mac, we're down to about 14 days to go here. So hope from the end of the month, and this is our end of our year, our fiscal year ends June 30th. Where are we?" And he gave me the exact number. We have $43,300 and some dollars to go to be able to reach the need that we have for the end of this fiscal year. And so I just throw out there, pray about it. Whatever you can do to help us close out this year and get started in the new year, we'd appreciate it a whole lot. We've had some friends recently who've joined us. Maggie from Wisconsin. Thank you, Maggie. Ted from Florida. Pam joined us from Lubbock, Texas. And here's Rachel joined us with a monthly gift from New Mexico. Appreciate that. Here's support from Rosa in Avondale in the Phoenix area joining us monthly. Thank you. And here's one from Melissa who's joining us monthly. And let me see, Volanda in Detroit, listening to the new 93.1. Thank you. And then Shannon from Florida, thank you for joining us as well. You guys and ladies are making a difference. You know, if you're new to Intentional Living, before we get back to our calls, just very briefly, here's how I view life. Here's how I see this thing. You and I can get up every day and experience life in one of three ways. We can either experience life as others intend for us, and that can be bondage. Some of us are in bondage to other people. That's why we talk about memories from childhood. Some of you are in bondage to those memories from your childhood. You're in bondage to things that happened in the past. And as I was reading from Proverbs 29, it says that the fear of man brings a snare. And listen, we can be snared by the past. That's not intentional living. Or you can live life as you intend, which can be risky because you and I aren't the smartest sovereign people in the whole universe, right? We're just here for a brief time learning as we go. In fact, the scripture says in Proverbs 28 that whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. That's pretty straightforward. All of us know people who have just trusted in their own wisdom. Dumb. Come on. I've learned over the years that's really dumb. Or, and this is what we're all about, we want to help us, you and me and those that we minister to experience our life as God intended. More freedom, more peace, not perfection, please. You know, Jesus in his own words said in Matthew 22, love the Lord your God with all your heart, circle that, with all your soul, circle that, and your mind, circle that. This is the first and greatest commandment. Say it with me, and the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So love is sort of a focus here. And listen, there's a lot here. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Who you are, your personality, your mind, your thinking, your emotions. And when you love something, you study it. You want to know how it works. And so when you're dealing with your finances, you love God enough to say, I'm going to do my finances God's way. I have my kids God's way, my marriage God's way. What does that mean? The first and greatest commandment. And then you love your neighbor as yourself. Love your spouse, your kids, those that you come in contact with. So we're all about helping us every day figure out what does it mean? How do we apply intentional living to the things that we have going on in our lives, our emotions, our mind, our thinking, our finance, our health, our work? And that's why we do this. And we're seeing lives change, people coming to Christ, impact occurring every day, and you're helping us do it. God bless you. Thank you for your support. And so if you are at a point where you could come and jump on and be a part of the ministry, help us right now. Join monthly. Receive the ongoing teaching from the ministry. Just go to theintentionallife.com today, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, back to the memories. Diana's in Arizona. Hi there, Diana. How are you?
Hi, Randy. I'm good.
Great. Appreciate your call. What's your memory of Dad?
Oh, there's so many, but one that I think really stuck out, and I always cry. When I was 10, a house burned down.
Mm.
We lived in Chicago suburbs, so weather was horrendous at times. My dad, all six of us kids had to go to different places. My dad would come and hug me and understood me. I think the greatest thing was his actions to show he loved me. Him and Mom never swayed. They slept in the garage. All of us kids were tended to. My dad would come and just hug me, and whatever I needed, he just did. It wasn't about the money. It was just him understanding sometimes, putting his arms around me. And I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, nothing to be sorry about. It's great.
You lose everything, and your dad still loves you, and he's still there, and he shows that strength by just being consistent with us.
That's right.
He never wavered. He knew the house would get rebuilt, all of that. He kept his kids calm, but those arms around me, I will never forget.
Hey, listen, let me tell a secret to everybody listening who knows Diana, who cares for Diana, who loves Diana. If you want to really connect with Diana, understand her. Listen to her. Be present with her. That's really, really a big deal for Diana, I bet, isn't it?
Yes. My brother, my baby brother, almost died in the fire. He had third-degree burns. God watched over us. But it was the actions. It wasn't about money and all that. It was just his being there when I needed, understanding me. I think out of everything, it shows God in him.
It does, Diana. And it also shows something about you, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Like what do you mean?
That's really important to you today. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. But when people take time to really understand what you're feeling, what you're going through, that matters a lot to you, would be my guess.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we learn from these memories. And by the way, that's a powerful memory and a precious memory to know that Dad was there, cared for the family, even though he went through this tragedy. He loved you. He hugged you. He took time with you. He cared for you. And that's a smart daddy. All right. Thank you, Diana. All right. Let me go to Susie in Arizona. Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good. Good. What's your memory of Dad?
My memory of Dad is from 1976. I was 8 years old, and he adopted me that year. Yeah, and changed my life forever. So that is my favorite memory of my father.
What does it feel like when you think about that day and that memory?
Amazing, because I never knew love like that before. I didn't know. It opened my eyes to the world that there truly is love in the world, and I was actually a receiver of it now. And so, being 8 years old, you need that, you know. So, it was just amazing. So
powerful
that's
memory.
My memory.
Yep, and it's also reflective of who you are today too. Caring for people is something important to you. Yeah.
I have a server's heart.
Yeah, I would think so. Did you work outside? What did you do? Did you work outside the home? What kind of service have you done in your life?
Oh, I serve the church. I am set up and tear down in my church. I set up and tear down in Celebrate Recovery, and I serve people. We have community services where we go out and clean graveyards and clean up schools and just help people in general in the community. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. And no surprise that Susie's on the top of the list. When you need help, call for Susie to come volunteer, be a part of caring for people. Because you know what? There's a lot of us who have different kinds of memories from our childhood, different views of life. That wouldn't be our first thought, to go and clean up graveyards. Come on, let's just be honest. I mean, we're willing to help out and things, but we got different kinds of ways we view life. So these little snippets of memories from our childhood are sort of powerful, precious little moments that we remember from our childhood, but they also are reflective of kind of who we are today. I want to make an important statement in a minute to those of you whose memories are not so positive. I want to help you in just a minute. The first P that I want you to write down is purpose. To know and accept the purpose for your life. We believe that life has a purpose. The world says there's no purpose. You think about it. I was listening to the radio this morning, and there was a report on a new book coming out talking about the extinction of humanity and basically saying man should become extinct because of how they're treating the world. So if you listen to the teaching of the world, they say things to us like this: man pollutes everything, overpopulates, warms the environment, costs too much, is a distraction. If we don't want a baby, let's get rid of the baby. The world does not teach that man has a purpose on this planet other than to be a problem. And I think that's really true. And I know some of us, obviously man is a problem at times, and we need to do better. Come on, we can do better a little bit outside of Christ, not much, but we can do a little better, and we need to. So I'm pro that. But here's the point. This lesson you just heard a clip from is about what I call the Intentional Living 101. It's the basics of what intentional living is. And one of the points I make is that humanity is here. You are here for a purpose. You're not just a biological accident. And some of you may say, well, you don't know how I got here. You feel like an accident. But you know what? God doesn't have accidents in his economy. He loves you. He cares for you. And he has a purpose for your life. And the question is, every day, are we going to choose to live life as other people intend, or as we believe social media and what we see going on in the world, we're going to be reflective of our culture today? Or are we going to do it just because we think we're right and we're going to live life as we think is best? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Or are we going to live as God intended with freedom and peace? And that's why we do what we do every day. And I say that as we're closing the show today, because I know as we're talking about childhood memories, which, by the way, we're leaving the phone line open because we're going to just record a whole bunch more here to share coming up on Friday. So if you have a child memory of your dad, give us a call, 888-888-1717. We'd love to talk to you. We want to hear your story, 888-888-1717. But for those of you whose memories of your father or just memories in general are hurting today, and a show like this just may be irritating, maybe it's angering, maybe it's disappointing, maybe it's hurtful. You know, one of the things that we say in one of the books that I wrote on childhood memories, I said, you know, we talk about forgive and forget. I don't think you can do that. But I think some of us need to get to a place where we forgive and remember. Maybe there's someone in the past, a situation, whatever, needs forgiveness. Not talking about no accountability, but forgiveness. And then to remember God's forgiveness in our life, to remember God's goodness for us, all that he had to forgive to redeem us, save us through mercy and grace. He loves you. I tell people when we choose not to forgive, we become the object of the problem. We carry the pain. We live with the anger. We live with the disappointment. Because you know the formula we have here at Intentional Living, that an expectation that's not met with reality always creates a level of disappointment. And so some of us, maybe you're living today in this valley of disappointment and hurt and regret, and your memories of dad and others are not so good. Here's a fact. As you go through a process of allowing God to heal your life, to come to points of forgiveness in your life, I can almost guarantee you that those memories will start to take on a new tone, a new picture, a new color. They may still be there, but they'll have a different kind of impact in your life. Allow God to do that in your life today. I'm Dr. Randy. For our entire team here, we love you guys. Thank you for your prayers and your support. We'll have more on this on Friday, but right now we're going to leave the phone lines open because I want to talk to you. Okay? Tell me one memory, one moment, one memory, and I'll tell you what the story is. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And also, just a reminder and a thanks to those of you helping us close June with your extra love gift. We appreciate it. Desperately needed. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.